Hi, everybody. Welcome to Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. My name is Jay.
And I'm Hey. Want to do some yoga?
And welcome to the show.
About me?
Oh, that's right. You're still here.
Isn't she sitting across from you?
I'm sitting right
she
here.
Is, but I wasn't looking.
You know, actually,
the new Survivor is a social game, Jay. You already got voted out.
I'm yoga.
Yoga?
Yeah, I'm yoga right now.
This was the battle between two yogas, and one was just being really awkward and uncomfortable.
Because you could stretch right like this, Shireen. If you stretch like that, oh,
you have to really look at my crotch while I'm doing this, because that's how you really get the most out of it.
Yeah, okay, there. I'm in my underwear, my fancy underwear. Oh, ooh, ah.
This is, we've done a Survivor podcast for a little while now. Colleen was added last year. And, but this is kind of the first one on our new kind of free for everyone podcasting that we're doing. And it is brought to you by the support of you, the listeners, through Patreon. You can go and support our podcast, all the podcasts that we do over at patreon.com/Jay and Jack. We have different tiers, and we're really close to our first tier, which is once we hit $500, Jack and I will do the long lost Serenity podcast, closing out our Firefly podcast we did like half a decade ago, and doing one that was that's dedicated to the movie Serenity, which kind of closed out Firefly. So if we hit that 500 mark, I think we're right under $400, and I think we're like $395. We have 43 patrons. So thank you to everybody that's done it so far. It's really been great. How quickly.
I think we're up to 398.
Is it 398? So maybe a little bit more. Since I've
but we still have the same amount of patrons.
No, it's not 398. Hold on, I'll let you know.
I thought it was 398.
We'll fact check this in a second, but
it's 408.
Wait, we went past 400.
Oh yeah, you had like a bunch of people sign up today.
Fantastic.
It wasn't 408 the last time I saw it.
We're past 408. We're under $100 to our first tier, which is doing that Serenity podcast. At $1,000, we're doing, is that the live Married Man show? If we had $1,000,
yes.
If we had $1,000 a month, we were going to do a live Married Man show. And trust me, if you listen to the last Married Man, Dale is something that needs to be seen live. Just
I do like
don't
the
come
I do like the person had the bumper sticker Taffy and Trump 2016. I thought that was pretty good.
So that'll be $1,000 at $2,000. Really, I think this is the best tier, and I think it's related to the Survivor with Jay, Jack, and Colleen. For years, Survivor has been one Jack's favorite show, or one of his favorite shows.
Oh yeah,
and he's wanted to get on this show forever, and it was really 13 years ago, I think, you made your first Survivor audition tape.
Yeah, I waited until your kids were a little older, so it'd be a little easier for your mom to do it. But I guess I waited too long.
You said you're in better shape than people half your age. I think was one of the
quotes that's what I said. That's what
video.
I said then.
It was 13 years ago.
I don't make that claim now.
You didn't hold up as well as Kelly Wigglesworth. Let's just say that.
But at least my face moves.
Her face moves.
No, she definitely had some work done.
She said
she looks awesome.
I thought she looked good.
I know Kelly Wigglesworth.
It's not like was it Jeff Varner?
Varner.
Varner.
I love
sorry.
Him.
He's fun. But so anyway,
I didn't recognize Jeff Varner
this
until he started speaking. I go, oh, that's him.
Well, but hold on,
okay,
let's finish this up here. But the thing about this,
I was gonna add one.
The thing about this audition tape is that this is the historic Jack arriving naked on a Zamboni. You know, it's this extreme stunt is in this audition tape. And if we hit that $2,000 a month, that will finally
You know
be
the mistake
released.
Of that tape? It's on the end of the audition tape, not the beginning.
You should have just done that. I mean, the problem with this tape was you had too many ideas you try to cram into one video.
Yeah, I just couldn't just settle on one thing. And
you had all these bits.
I made it too creative instead of just doing the one thing with the Zamboni, and that should have been it.
They
probably didn't get past the other stuff. I had Cliff was in it. Everybody was in it.
Cliff was in it. Like it was a big production.
That was probably the thing. They were like, oh my God, who is this? Like,
actually,
what?
Can we get this Cliff guy? I think he'd be.
He would be the Woo of 2002.
Well, I think they tried to find Cliff, and they ended up finding Woo. And
oh my
hey,
God,
Woo
they
can
really
swim, man.
And talk, and I think they pulled a Vetus and said, oh, you know, I have a friend that's from Hong Kong. She looks just like you.
She's beautiful, in fact.
She has freckles and everything.
So definitely go over to patreon.com/Jay and Jack and support the shows. We thank you for everybody that's already been doing it. It's what keeps this show alive now. And it's free and easy for everybody to download. Which
we don't have a $3,000 one, do we?
We don't. We just go from
$2,000 to $5,000.
I was thinking for $3,000 a month, I would do a skating routine to Game of Thrones theme music.
I think we should aim big and make that like 10 grand a month. Or I could always add that. I mean, this is so fluid, the Patreon thing.
Well, let's try and hit our first one first.
Your mom always says it's a would make great theme music. She doesn't watch the show, but she I said I can skate.
But either way, so let's get into the Survivor talk. Now, in anticipation of this episode, I was actually flying when this episode aired. Colleen, when I landed
on purpose?
Not on purpose, just I was flying home from Nashville.
Oh, okay.
And when I landed, Colleen, I said, hey, honey, I landed. She didn't say, oh, good, I'm glad you're home, I'm glad you're safe. It was like, oh, my God, this is the best episode of Survivor ever.
I said
it was amazing. You don't
even
understand. I'm not even overselling it. This was amazing. Jack, how did you feel about this episode?
I thought it was okay.
That's a Jay logic. Okay, so in my defense, I just want to say that, so I started watching Survivor when Jay went, because you last one you saw was Pearl Islands, right?
Well, actually, no, it was the All-Stars was after Pearl Islands. That's the last one that I watched before we started watching
again.
Yeah, it was Pearl Islands, then All-Stars.
Wasn't Pearl.
Because Rupert, like, went back to back.
Okay.
Right, Jack?
No.
Is that correct?
No, that's actually.
I don't think he went back to back.
He did.
No.
I'm fairly certain.
No.
Rupert was back-to-back. He got kicked out of Pearl Islands, and they went straight to the first All-Stars.
He might have. I don't remember.
I'm pretty sure, because I think the first All-Stars was the last one I watched before getting back into it, Boston Rob winning season, I think was the...
Which was also just a terrible season, but let me...
The season of Fix.
Yeah.
Okay, yeah, you're right. So it was Amazon, Pearl Island.
Can you say that again?
I said you're right. I always say when you're right.
I know. I just want to
know. So it was Pearl Islands, then All Stars, then Vanuatu, then Palau, then blah, 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 blah. So I.
Rupert, I'm going to take their shoes. It's a pirate, right?
Now I want to pillage. I said I was going to pillage and other things that pirates
That's
do.
That's what you do. You take. That's what pirates do. They steal shoes.
I got to say, I loved Pearl Islands. I also watched Token Chains. And this was all in the 5 days that Jay was gone. I powered through 2 seasons of Survivor. I was watching it at work. Like, I didn't even have headphones on. I just had it on my desk while I was doing work. And I was like, sorry, guys. I got to watch this.
I think the problem I had with this episode, the whole episode, I'm trying to figure out, okay, what fans got together and said, we need to vote Abby into this show? Was there just a cry out, we got to get Abby? Of all the people we could get on there, we got to get Abby.
Okay, you know what? I think my theory is that enough people, it wasn't so much that they wanted Abby. It's just people like drama. And I think that they just really wanted, like, I can see Cass getting back. Because I mean, Cass, you know, I loved her.
Well, Cass is interesting at least. But Abby, the whole episode, I'm going, really, who voted for her?
People.
I must
like
have said
drama.
It 35 times.
People that like drama.
Especially when she was going on about her bracelet.
That was so stupid.
Oh, my God. And then when you saw the bracelet.
I'm not going to say anything because I'm a changed person. You know, she stole my bracelet. You know, she told everybody until finally she found out that she was talking about her. And I didn't take your bracelet. This is what happened. Who cares?
Which, again, it's obvious. I was like, who would steal that stupid, you know, Target brand, you know, cufflink bracelet? Like, who cares?
It means something to me because it keeps me from getting mad.
Oh, man.
You know, some people have that rubber band, and every time they feel like taking a cigarette or something like that, or...
Sure, yeah. It's like
you snap it. Maybe that just has, like, a shock in it, that every time she raises her voice,
You know, I kept waiting for, like, the confessional from Abby to be like, I'm looking for my bracelet, but I'm really looking for a hidden immunity idol clue or something. Just anything that would have made
that woman kind of a smart move.
Yeah, a little bit better, like, to make a big deal. She's searching through things. Because last year, don't forget, was it last year or 2 years ago? Whatever year that the clue was hidden, like, literally on the bottom of the rice, so it was, like, in plain sight for everybody.
Yeah.
So, you know, I could have seen if she was maybe making a big deal because it gave her the excuse and everybody was like, yeah, yeah, Abby's just being Abby. But, no, she just was being Abby.
Some things never change, I guess.
But I don't know. Getting back to it, maybe it's because I spent the last week and a half watching nonstop Survivor older seasons that I was super pumped, but I loved this episode.
What did you love about it? Like, what made it lovable for you?
Well, I guess I was more familiar with the characters coming in because I just caught up on a lot of it. I just watched all the Survivor preseason interviews that came out. I read a whole lot of things, so... maybe it's like I was already in the mode, like, that mode of people's personalities, but, like, every time Jeff Varner spoke, I was like, oh my God, you're so funny. Or, not so much Abby, but, what's her name? Kelly Wentworth. I was
Littlesworth.
No, Wentworth, the blonde one. I thought she was so adorable, and I loved her enthusiasm. And I was like, that's a girl that's out there that really wants to play the game. And
I thought she was Clark Kent for a second. Then she took the glasses off, and I said, okay, it's not.
Fine, if you get your mic a little more dead center, you're kind of talking to it at the side, which is, you're not getting
I think I felt going. This episode towards, like, maybe like Keith did. I just don't like the yoga. I don't get it. I don't like the yoga. There's too much yoga, but that's a Joe thing. I don't
yoga.
Get the yoga.
It was yoga.
You know, I like there's a little bit of, you know, the equal rights here. Usually there's like the oogling over the girls. This you had the oogling over the guy. Kind of, I was okay with that. You know, I feel like, okay, now I can look at all these women and not feel as bad because there's women looking at dudes too. It works out.
That was pretty awesome.
Equal opportunity
what's fair
oogling.
Is fair.
Equal opportunity.
And Vetus's shorts again. Those were pretty spectacular.
So starting this episode out, what did you guys think of the kind of the first reward challenge? Just kind of the I liked a lot of the spontaneity of the challenges in this episode that kind of took things that we all knew, but then put a little bit of a twist on them. So what did you guys think of that kind of first? Here's your supplies, but also here's how you get your rice kind of thing.
So they had to wait until everybody was on the raft until they started going towards the rice reward, right? The other
correct,
boat.
Yeah.
They, you know, because they had to, they couldn't move their raft until
they until all of them were there, right?
Or until they had finished getting supplies, so they couldn't.
Because I was thinking, I go, why don't you start swimming now?
Yeah, they couldn't do that until the supplies were done. So the team had to say, we're not getting any more supplies until, and that's when they could start to go over to the raft, you know, the rice.
Give Kelly credit. She swam. I didn't think she just ran out of gas.
Yeah. So, yeah, she definitely jumped the gun a little bit, but that was pretty badass of her. Like, I really like Kelly in this episode.
I didn't know she's only 37. I thought she was older.
Well, she was only, like, what, 22 when she first played the game?
She was really young.
Yeah. And, yeah, Joey Amazing, as they called him during the immunity challenge. Joey Amazing, the best yoga instructor in the world. It was pretty cool. I thought that it was great that I thought he was going to overtake her. But then, woo, Cliff 2.0 saved the day.
Joe's hair got in his way. That's the problem. you see most of your Olympic athletes, what do?
Man
they
bun.
They have a shaved head. No, the man bun slows you down. It's just like it.
Listen, it's Joe used to watch Survivor with his dad, okay?
Yeah, because he wanted to go. I didn't realize he wanted to go on the family, the blood versus water one, the family one. And his dad got left behind. I did like Kelly's line where she said, yeah, my biggest mistake last time was being with my dad. He probably cost me the game. I'm like, wow, that'd be nice being dad sitting at home going, oh, thanks. Thanks, Kelly. Thanks. That makes me feel good.
He kind of did, though, in all fairness. And
He did, but it's like, do you say that?
And I didn't realize that this actually, she got kicked off while I had the flu and was horribly sick last Christmas. Because I was like, I remember her getting voted off. Like, I remember her dad and how much of a doofus he was. But I remember her getting, it's like, oh, that one while you were sick with the flu. I was like, oh, well, that one.
Well, they kept him and voted her off.
Yeah, exactly.
But then he went the next episode. But right. I don't know. I think she came away as a superstar last night.
Really? I thought she did well.
She went to look for the idol. Nobody suspected she was looking for the idol. She had
well,
I like
the way she was doing it. She was gathering stuff. And
yeah.
Yeah, that was great.
I didn't like how she didn't get the idol when it was under there.
She did get the idol.
But she really, that was risky. Get it while you're walking.
Which is what
you were in the
so
back.
Off.
Get it while you were walking
you
up to the thing.
No, Vetus is looking right at her.
And Shireen, according to reports of the press that was there, because the press was able to watch,
yeah.
Shireen, she tried to lag behind when they were all going up to watch Kelly tie it, and Shireen goes, come on, Kelly, what are you doing? So she had to stop and keep going, but that's not shown in the edit, I guess.
Okay. Because I would have been that guy that had to place that bar right on that thing. So he's like, place it down, grab it.
Yeah, she should have been in a better position to start the race.
But I gave her kudos for still having the guts to do it. Like, her looking the whole time, I was like, oh, my God, how is she going to get it this
point? How nerve-wracking was that? You were like, oh, my God, just get it, just go.
But I think she waited to the right time because it was getting close to the end, and it was like, I got
to get. Was paying attention to the thing, right. Which was smart.
Yeah.
Because after you missed it, I was like, okay, now wait till it's like neck and neck and everybody's paying attention to see who wins.
Well, Vetus started doing yoga, and that distracted everybody.
You have to push out your pelvis and just push it up.
Kelly, you can reach further with the yoga.
You bend down.
You know, Kelly.
And then just like push up.
If you start doing sun salutes, you can really elongate your body and make it work.
But one, what do you guys think of the change with the immunity idol, right? She thought she got it, and they actually made it. I mean, I thought that was
love brilliant.
It. Yeah. Love it. So that was something Dalton Ross has been pushing to Jeff Probst, because he's been writing up Survivor for 15 years or whatever.
Yeah.
He's been pushing that, like, year after year after year. You should hide it there. You should hide it there. And I guess, you know, 2 years ago, they took, you know, Tyler Perry's.
It's the Tyler Perry.
The Tyler Perry idol.
Idol, yes.
And now we've got the Dalton Ross idol. They finally used it. And I think that it worked out great, because that suspense, that was just as suspenseful. Is she going to get it? Is she not going to get it?
Oh,
to
yeah.
me? Because I wanted her to get it. It wasn't like Abby getting it, where I'd have been like, oh, my God, bitch, don't do it. But like, and this will be not explicit. I will
trade the idol for my bracelet.
That would be great.
If I can get my bracelet, I will trade the idol for that.
So it was cool, though. It was a good editing and everything. So I like that move with the change of the idol.
Yeah.
It's something different, something peppy. Did you remember the first challenge ever? Because I'm like,
yes,
going.
Yes, I did.
Yeah, Jay did, actually, beforehand.
I could not remember. I said, it has something to do with fire. That's all I could remember.
To be fair, Jay and I rewatched that season a year or so ago.
A few years ago. A couple years ago.
It was in the apartment, so it was like 2 years ago.
I watched it about 3 or 4 years ago. I just remember it had fire. Something
so
fire.
The significance of that was that challenge was done on the 15-year anniversary of the first time that they did that challenge.
Well, that's the one where also, what was the first person ever voted out? Was it Rose? Ruth. Was it Ruth?
No.
Who was the first person ever?
It was an older woman.
Well, she like really struggled on moving the thing along.
She was like 68 years old or something like that, wasn't she?
She had an ukulele. She played. It was like something like, Ruth or Ruby or
who was it? Was a BB that soaked, and it was a shirt, right?
Yes, it was a shirt.
Yeah, I wanted to wash
his shirt. He put it in the drinking water. They went to a well. They didn't even have to.
He wanted to be voted off anyway, though, right?
But he was voted off second because it was Sonia from Tagi, and then BB was voted off first from Pagan.
Because I said I want to be on this show because I want to eat some rat. they don't eat rats anymore, do they?
No, it was kind of a first season thing.
It's kind of like it's they've gotten soft. It's kind of like the whole thing where they were going old school, new school.
Well, I wanted to bring that up. This was like very prevalent, this whole old school, new school thing.
Yeah, we were skipping around though. Let's finish out on that first. Do we have anything to say about that first challenge?
I think we said it. It was. I thought it was a nice twist.
I like how Jeff almost got hit in the head.
Yes, that was hysterical.
But he didn't stop talking.
Hey, he's a professional.
I almost got hit in the head by the ball, and now, boom, and there's a booming ball. Because he can't stop talking. Even if he got knocked out, I think he'd still be talking. I'm convinced.
I mean, I would. So, yeah, I know what he means. So let me go back to the two camps. And everybody seems to be getting along for the most part in each camp with some exceptions, Abby Maria in the first camp, and with Takeo and Steven, poor Steven in Bayon.
Yeah, Fishback is...
I only wrote down one note.
What was that?
If I had been voted off Survivor and got a second chance, I would learn how to do some stuff in the outdoors. if I had no clue... This guy's supposed to be... He's on Rob's Has a Podcast, right?
Yeah, so he's a
you
great
think
strategist.
He knows everything about it. You think he would do some, and he was almost won it. He's trying to cut the. I'm watching with the little pick. I go, come on, dude, really? Come on.
So funny. I felt terrible, but it's funny because I just watched Togenshin's his season, and he is alone on Exile Island a couple of times where it's just him, and in that time, like you get this whole story arc where he learns how to do the fire and he learns how to. To, you know, do all that stuff, and he's forced to because he's alone for 2 days on Exile Island. So it's just kind of funny.
I think someone threw him a Bic lighter that we don't see, and that's how he's got fire. You watch him do that, and he's trying to break the. I'm like, even your mom's like going, "What's he doing?" I go, "I have no idea."
I know. I felt so bad, and they you know, edited it perfectly with like Joe ripping the bamboo in half and
what's his name? Cut down a tree.
Savage cut down
a tree. Chewed through a tree. He didn't even use an axe. He just chewed through. I don't fit in this group. I don't know what I'm doing.
You
were on the show before.
Well, I think it's one of those cases, and Kai and I were talking about this while we watched the episode. I don't even like a like, I get why Rob doesn't want to go back on the show, because if you're like a color, like if you're a color commentator on the show, or if you're like an expert that talks about the show and writes books about the show, I almost think like it would get too much in your head while you're actually on the show, because you do nothing but like criticize other players on the show. So it's probably so in your head the whole time. Like, I can't do this. And then you almost like kind of overplay yourself a little bit. And I think that's what I saw a little bit out of Stephen.
I saw a lot of underplaying myself. I would, like, being
stressed out and trying to find the idol for no reason. Like, just a lot of stuff.
Looking for the idol. It's like, oh, the water's murky. Oh, it's just like, outdoors. What would you expect?
I was joking around on Twitter that we should take a shot every time Stephen makes a worried face. And you could definitely tell that people were gunning for him in the preseason, because every single thing that, you know, you saw that came out with the preseason press was people talking about how, you know, they were gunning for Stephen. Stephen couldn't be trusted. They had to go for Stephen. And you can definitely tell that he felt very uncomfortable and very left out, that there were so many people that were, you know, giving him such negative vibes.
He finished in second, but I think he's hurting himself.
Totally.
You can be a student of the game, but you have to fit in. You have to do it the best you can. At least move some logs. Oh, I can't do the weaving of the palm leaves.
If Cass can get along with those other women, then Stephen should too. I know he said in several interviews that he got food poisoning the day before they left them there. Like, while he was on location, he ate something bad and had food poisoning. So he was definitely, the first day that they were there, he was physically weaker because he had been passing things as though it was food poisoning. So I guess I could kind of see if he wasn't exerting himself as much in challenges just because he was waiting for that kind of to pass through his system. But that's no reason why you can't be friendly. I mean, everybody's been in a situation where they feel uncomfortable, and it's tough to go out there and talk and you know, make friends with people. But you just got to remember, in a situation like that, I guess, that there's like $1 million on the line, and all these people probably feel just as awkward as you do. So just...
Well, it should be second chance, last chance, because some of these people will never get another chance like this.
Oh, yeah. And Stephen said during his second chance interviews that when they called him from casting, it was basically like, this is your last chance. So,
yeah. I mean, he came back again not knowing how to do anything. And like you said, he does have a target on his back because he did finish in second. He does talk about, like you said, he is talking about it all the time.
I guess arguably he should have won. He choked in the...
Oh my, yeah. JT was so pretty and awesome.
Well, JT was a good player.
JT was so awesome. But I mean, there is no reason why that vote shouldn't have been closer.
JT was awesome in that one.
He threw him
under
the bus.
Not the All-Star one.
Oh no, not fans versus heroes versus villains with his note to Colby.
Russell.
Was it Russell? Was it Colby?
I thought it was Russell.
Maybe it was Russell.
Either way, it was stupid.
Did he give Russell an idol?
Yeah, because he said, Russell's in trouble. We got to help him.
Right.
I think JT went off the next one.
But I don't know. I thought there were so many things going on this episode. I was never bored once. Let's talk about real quick Jeremy's game. Definitely an improvement in the first episode than all of last season, where
I thought Jeremy played a good game last season.
He did play a good game last
season.
Season, though.
I thought he played
Sin
well.
Wandel, sir.
He was honest. He said, you know, he was so concerned about his wife, and you can see it when Rocker was, you know, didn't back him up on that. He got too concerned with what's going on with his wife instead of playing his game.
Yeah.
I mean, it's just hard to do, but
I thought he had a subtle first day. I thought he did really well.
I thought he did awesome. Keith cracked me up. Keith's going to stick to that plan this season too. but okay.
He just has to keep the fire out of the water.
But let's go back to Joey Amazing and how apparently Andrew Savage and his children all really, really are in love with
him. Was I the only one that was kind of uncomfortable with that story?
My daughter was 5 and she's like, I think she was 17, right? 17.
Well, 15 and 17. And 17.
I thought, because Savage said
is this jailbait? What are you doing right now? Leave me alone.
Savage said he did say his heart is, he was old school. And you didn't really have to be so social in the beginning. And he was told he had to be more social. I think that was just something he said to get kind of Joe on his side. I mean, he's trying to be more social, I guess, than he was the first time.
I mean, he was very like, I'm in control. I'm the alpha male here. This is what we're doing. I just finished Pearl Islands 2 days ago, so, and that was his first season. He was very much like, you know, here I am. Let's play. Let's go. Let's go. I'm, you know.
I prefer the old school over the new school. I think it should be based on your work ethic and and social game. But
So let's get to that. The old school versus new school. I feel like this is the first time this has been as, you know, hit over the head with the kind of old style. Like if you watch season one of Survivor, like nobody was strategizing except for Richard.
Yeah.
And over time it became more and more. But the strategy is so fast paced now compared to old school, which is very like just kind of more organically like.
And
so
poor Varner just cutting me.
And I think Varner's kind of in the middle of that because you can tell he's so excited to be back. He's wanted to be back for 15 years, and he might be a little bit too excited. I think he might be shooting himself in the foot a little bit. But
I think he did at Tribal Council. I think he said too much.
Yeah,
he should have laid a little. He was just too honest.
And apparently, I guess there was more at that tribal council that was
so
not in there.
Josh Wigler for Parade Magazine wrote this awesome account of tribal council.
Which,
that
can we
just
talk about
see.
How I guess it's the first time press was allowed to watch the pilot or was there?
I don't know if it's the first time, but it's the first time I've read about it all. And it was like some of it was really, really fascinating. So apparently at tribal council, you know that there's this random, you know, part about the elephant in the room, and Varner's like, this is my big night, and it kind of comes out of nowhere. Well, that's because before then, Varner had said something like, hold on, I'm trying to find, I have the article up, I'm trying to find the point in it. He says something like he stops tribal council basically, like towards the end, and it just turns to like PG and like Wentworth, and is just like, so are we still gonna vote out who we talked about voting out? And everybody's like, everybody on the other alliance, which was his original alliance, pre-game alliance, is just freaking out because they don't know what to do. And he went back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, like in the voting booth, like shaking because he didn't know if he should betray his alliance or go with the majority. And it's a good thing for him, I guess, or it was probably a good thing that he went with the majority, right? Because...
So he was already a flipper, like, on day one?
Pretty much. Well,
that's
day
never
three,
good.
To be honest.
No.
But now that other team, though,
flippers never win!
Except if you're Tony.
So, but that's,
him,
I guess,
though,
to point for him, he's trying too hard, I think, a little bit. And it's going to come back. I like him. He's entertaining.
See, I think that this season is set up to be him learning more. Because I don't think that they're going to vote him out right away. I think that if you have to flip on your alliance, you do it now when it's a 5-5 split. They need him back. If it's old school, new school, and they just voted out somebody from the old school alliance, and now it's 5-4, they need him to come back as the swing.
What do you think, Jack?
I just think he did too much. In my opinion, I didn't even know about all this other stuff behind the scenes, but when I was watching, I go, he's talking too much.
Yeah,
he's just being way too honest. You know, Jeff, I'm focusing. Whether people aren't even focusing, I'm like, oh, shut up, stop talking. When you know someone's making a mistake and you can't, because you have people on there that just, it's like Cherie, you can't really have a conversation with her because she's already analyzing what you're saying instead of listening to what you're saying.
Yeah.
So there's certain people you just can't, and so many of these people, that the problem with this, to win this, the hardest thing to win this game is most people know what you did in the game. They know your strategy. They know who you are. It's like Vetus, his biggest problem is people knew he played a social game. So when he was out, you know, being, you know, brown nosing everybody, people said, all right, we got to get rid of this guy. He's a threat. I think it's become part where we always say you got to keep the strongest for as long as you can. I think now you just kick off the social people.
That's true.
You eliminate the social people whenever you can and just hope when you get to the merge, you have enough people on your side that you can survive.
Right, because Vetus was definitely, I mean, it'd be one thing to get rid of Abby because she was a pain, but I guess Abby and Shireen said in interviews before the game that they were looking forward to working together, and it wouldn't surprise me if Shireen wanted Abby to stay around because she could be like her Philip Shepherd, so to speak.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, she plays that well in the sense that I think no matter what,
right,
I mean, you can get rid of Abby at any time. No, she is not winning the game right now. There's no chance
unless the other 19 people get eliminated somehow. You know, a meteor hits somebody or
food poisoning or something.
Food poisoning. There's no way because
it's like they're
already saying how much people didn't like her.
Yeah,
right.
I go, it's the first day. How could people already hate her?
Right, she's going around accusing people of stealing from her when there's an easy explanation for it.
It's like, who would steal your stupid bracelet? Like,
right, and why did you, if that bracelet is so important, why did you bring it with you? Like, I'm just saying now.
Why was it? It wasn't real gold.
If I'm ever on Survivor, Jay, I'm not bringing my wedding rings. Because I don't want those to get lost or stolen or anything. Like,
I might bring mine. Who stole my wedding ring? You got my vote. Yeah. I'm kidding, of course.
Honey, I lost it in the sand, and I tried to do the thing like from Lost and like, you know, stop and then just find it, but just didn't
work. I was so concerned on winning that $1 million. I said, you know what? I'll get another ring.
Well, I guess during his confessional, Spencer vote when he voted for Vetus, his confessional said, "Tonight I learned that Jeff Varner is a crazy person." That being said, though, I really like Jeff. I know he's coming off as pretty manic or whatever, but I think his enthusiasm is fun, and it's a nice change of pace from, you know, the doom and gloom of like Abby, of everything being like drama, and Shireen, where everything is like, I got to do this. I'm in charge of this. I know this. This person is in line with this person because of this degree of separation. And
yeah,
I don't know if Shireen's going
to
make it to the
merge. There was enough time, and there's like that whole she was being bullied that made me feel sympathetic to her. And it's just like right away, it's like, oh, yeah, that's right. That's why I didn't like her. Like, it didn't take long for me. Like, all right, I'm ready for her not to be
here. I think
anymore.
She's just too smart. And she, like I said, she doesn't listen to people, she's analyzing them. I think she was analyzing everything. It's hard to have a conversation with her.
Yeah.
You can't because she's like a psychologist or a psychiatrist where they're just listening to what listen to what I'm saying, not what you think I'm saying.
Yeah.
I think that's where she struggles.
Right.
I think she'll probably still struggle in the challenges, and I don't see her going very far. But I think right now, Abby, if I had a chance, if I'm on this show, she's going with me to the end. Because she can't, like Jay said, she can't win. There's no way she can win.
Right.
No way.
But here's the thing, like, Abby, is she's so grating that it's not like a Shepherd. It's not like a Phil Shepherd where it's like...
amusing grating in a way?
But yeah, exactly. It's like it's entertaining.
If
like,
not Corinne, that is.
He helps you pass the time on an island with nothing to do, you know?
Or Coach, as I watch Coach 1.0
Abby takes the heat off you.
True.
If you've done something stupid...
Yeah, but
she's going to do something worse. I could live 39 days with someone driving me crazy if I could win $1 million.
That's true, but are there enough people there that also could take the heat off? Like, I don't see somebody like Monica right now being in a spot to do, you know, huge things and make some moves. Although it was the first episode, so that's, you know, unfair of me to do that, to make such like broad statements. But
was Sierra even in the episode?
Sierra was in the episode briefly when she
was. Monica was even less. Monica had like a word.
She said something about how she knows she's the weakest player, one of the weaker players that was voted in there. So she went up against Russell in her season.
Yeah.
Which I have not watched Samoa yet, but I'm going to watch Samoa and China next. Maybe I can do that in the next 6 days.
I think I said on the Facebook, we were talking about Cass on the Facebook page, and I said Cass would be the one you want to take to the finals, but I don't know if you could trust her long enough to take the finals.
I don't know if Abby Marie,
you could just say she would just basically blurt out who she's voting off. I mean, she doesn't know how to play poker.
No.
Where Cass is smarter, and she would stab you in the back in a second.
And that's why I wouldn't let Cass get far, because although nobody might want to give her $1 million, she is really smart, and she is smart enough to try to take somebody else down, and that could be you, and I don't know if I'd want her in the game. And I think that's the thing with Vetus, too, is... We all saw in Vetus's first season how he managed. He was down. He was against the numbers. He was the only guy in that tribe, and he managed to get Rupert's wife, Laura Bonham, voted off, and then Kat voted off, or vice versa, whatever it was. He, you know, got them voted off, and then
because he did really well with like the. But I think to Jack's point, everybody knows that's his shtick now, and he did the same shtick, almost even like more over the top.
I mean, I know they're only showing us what they want us to see, but man, it was over the top.
You could see Spencer.
You could see Spencer.
No,
and Kimmy.
Kelly.
Kelly.
But it was
Kelly
the new
and
school.
Spencer.
There
and...
was the new school that was laughing at him. The old school still, really wanted to embrace him. If... And that's the thing is when you get to a tribe swap and you've got other old school players that want to be with him, that's when it becomes dangerous. You had that one group.
Again, that's
that
fine.
Was...
But I'm saying Vetus should have been paying attention because it's very odd. Like, use your eyes. Like, he was only focusing on, like, lifting his crotch into
what's
her name's face.
Do you want to do some
like,
yoga?
He should have have that peripheral vision and pay attention to the because they're giving pretty clear nonverbal communication, and he
totally
wasn't paying
laughing.
Attention to it.
Right.
No. I mean, Spencer was not hiding his expression.
Oh, God,
He was laughing.
Yes.
But Venus goes, oh, you want to do this, Abby? No, I think Abby has some issues, some anger issues.
The best line was, I think Abby has some negative vibes. Have you ever met Abby? I think she is the definition of negative vibes.
Yeah, Vetus, I could see him getting voted out because he just didn't play a smart game right off the bat. And he was a threat. When his final speech, when he said, you know, I take his respects, I was a threat. He was a threat, but he played he's right off the bat played a terrible game.
Yeah. So he played to his strengths and like highlighted his strengths. And then even like almost it was an overused skill and it would stop becoming a strength, becoming
question.
A liability.
Vetus is a physical threat, right? So do
and
they need him
threat.
In the beginning?
And a social threat.
And a social threat. But when they need to win to get to the merge, now you've got one of them. Would it be better to take out one of the weaker people?
Not at this point, because the way
always
they
always want to keep your strong
but
people
the
around
is they,
the merge.
The, even if you're the tribe that keeps losing, if you have the strength of, say, a good alliance of, like, three people, they're not going to let the tribe go to nothing. They'll always do a shift and change it up and move things around.
Yeah, well, I have a feeling
and was it Shirin that said, hey, he has, I think, talking about Vetus, he has friends over on the other tribe.
Yeah.
I mean, these people have all played the game. They've all gone to a lot of them have gone to the reunions and all the different stuff and the get-togethers. Some of these people probably already have alliances before they even show started. So you have to Vetus. He's great in the challenge of like going. I can't beat a social game. So I think the game has changed from when it first started. They didn't really have a plan, but you started voting off the stronger players. The stronger players would vote off the weaker players.
Yep.
Like Sonya, she got kicked off because you know she's useless, but we don't want her around. And Abby,
the way you stay alive was we need to win challenges.
Win challenges. Well, now you can just, you know, like someone like Abby, she can go all the way to the end because, like we've said, she can't win. She can't win. Anyone else could win this game but her. Even Cass could win this game.
I would love to see Cass win this game.
Because Cass is a smart player. Her problem was she went too scorched earth. She got too caught up in her chaos cast.
Well, when you start giving people the finger, I guess, when they vote it off.
That can hurt the votes, but... I think it's wide open right now. I really couldn't tell you who could win this.
I couldn't tell you either. I think that if you're going based on the edit, I could see Varner going far because we saw a lot of him. So I can see him either being a quick pre-merge boot or because they highlighted so much about how eager and willing he is to learn and play this stuff, I could also see somebody latching onto him like Spencer and Spencer taking him like to the top five. I could totally see that. And also, I want to bring up... real quick, just like we had Savage and Joe, like that whole exchange, it was kind of cool how on the other tribe you had Terry Dietz talking to Spencer about how much his son really likes Spencer as a player. So it was just kind of cool to see how the old school, like middle-aged men were like, children, tell me who I should go align with.
Yeah, it's definitely. Wasn't he the one that said he had his son go through all the... And give him a whole
a dossier of like.
I said, God, that was a. He shouldn't have said that.
Yeah, he was. It was a little too.
I go, Terry. No. He could say about the Spencer thing, but when he started, I know everything on all of you.
So
sometimes it's better to play stupid and say, who they did? They what?
But you can tell, some of the people that have been on a while, they're just kind of excited to be back because you probably never expected them to be back.
Right.
You know, I really liked with Kimmy. Didn't Kimmy remind you of Jana? Like, our Jenna, like, doesn't she, I don't know, watch her next week. When Kimmy was, like, laughing about the weaving the stuff, I don't know, it reminded me of Jenna. No?
Well, people at home might not know Jenna, so, like, what the hell is she talking about?
But I like Kimmy when Alicia got in her face.
Well, that was Jeff's
classic.
Fault.
Yeah, you don't wave in my face. Because Alicia, I remember her being very muscular. I wouldn't mess with her.
I also
whatever you want me to do.
Yes, very
just
much
don't
so.
Yeah.
So let's go to the last challenge, and we're kind of close out with tribal. But so the challenge, there's always the let's tie these sticks together to get the key. I would be practicing this game like all the time if I was going to go on Survivor.
Unless if you're Joey Amazing and you can just look at how somebody does it once and just
replicate
bet
he, it. I bet he actually practices at home. I bet he practices at home.
Well, he looked like he had people that were telling him. I think Monica said, just tie them together once, get the length. It looked like Steven was counting how many Kelly had and told him to do more. Like you could see that kind of exchange. So I think they definitely benefited in that case from Kelly not making it long enough. I'm sorry, her pole couldn't go the distance to
to get it off.
Spencer have been the one to do this anyway from the start?
He's got
longer arms.
Yeah.
Doesn't it seem like they all kind of have like Kelly Wigglesworth reverence almost, where they don't want, they're kind of like, I feel like she gets a free pass because every single person on this show knows who she is and is like in awe of her, and it kind of came off to me like that, where they're gonna let her get away with messing up a couple of challenges for a couple of episodes.
A little bit of hero worship going on.
Yeah, like it seems to me like, because it just seemed to me like everybody was very much like, oh my god, I'm on a tribe with Kelly, she's the original loser.
But it was the other Kelly that went out in this challenge.
Oh my god, and she managed
it, and she did it. Like I was like, she can't get it.
Jay
like,
was like, I can't believe she messed this up. This was Jay's comment. I can't believe that she did this. Oh, that's so lame. That's so stupid. She had this whole chance to do it. I was like, shut up and watch.
I like what she said though. She goes, I can't let people see me getting it because then they'll know I have it. I was dishonest about not telling anyone.
Yes, I get that. But why was she on the front beam? Because she knew it was going to go there.
I thought that. And I also said, I go, why does
it? Saw like the guy put it down. His hand was right there. You just put it down, go under, grab
if
it.
If you're
good.
Afraid to get it, then you get a few people that in your alliance say, hey, there's an idol underneath
one
of the things. Can you help? Well, we need to get that idol.
Right. But
so
then,
was that a move that's going to win her the game? Yes or no?
I think that Kelly is going to do really well because I think she's under the radar.
It's a yes or no.
Enough.
Is she going to win because of that move?
Yes.
Because of that move? No.
Yeah. No? Okay. Yes? You say yes? All right.
Because the fact
it's earlier in the game, and I almost think it's bad when you get the idol because you drop down your guard.
No, because
a lot of people drop their guards
and
they think,
oh,
I got. How many times did people go home last time with the idol?
Oh my God! So many people went home with the idol. That's right, last season and in the past couple of seasons. That dude from the Brains tribe went home with it. Garrett was his name.
James had two idols with 5 weeks left and went home, or it was 6 weeks. Remember James?
James.
James, big guy, and he had two idols and got voted off, and he didn't play either idol, went home with two idols.
I don't remember.
I think there were like 6 weeks left. It's a year the airline guy won.
Okay, I haven't seen that.
Flight attendant. Yeah, he had two idols. He was the second time playing, too. He had two idols, went home with two. He went home with two idols.
Interesting.
I think there were like 6 weeks left. I go,
I'll have to find out that season and check it out.
At the end of this challenge, we had a bit of a twist where they didn't get to go back to camp and strategize. No, they're going straight to tribal.
And I think
another cool move. I really liked it.
I think that's why Vetus ended up going home, because I really think he could have smooth talked some people into some side alliances.
Okay, when they were told that, it was daylight. How far was tribal council that it was pitch black when they got there?
I don't know.
Or did they take a certain place and spread them all out and say, okay, don't talk to each other until it gets dark because it has to be dark.
Well, it's kind of getting to dusk. So say it's a quick,
it took an hour to get to tribal because they had to, like, who knows if it's on the same island. Like, maybe they have to take a boat to it or something.
Yeah, it could be it.
Because I also noticed that in the second time around when I was watching it, and even with Jay, I was trying to think, to pay attention. Did it look like it was dusk or not? And I really couldn't tell from the long shot. I'm not good at that game.
I do like that they don't do that sometimes. They should just mix it up. One time do that, next time they go back. It just have it.
I bet that they super mix it up this entire season.
Especially with returning players, there's got to be twists that they're not going to be able to expect.
They have to do things that are going to break up the alliances that were made before the game. And that is, you know, that's the only way that they're going to keep it from becoming like a pagonging or something where you've got these people that decided back in April that they were going to do this, or May, and plan their whole game. That's the only reason way that you're going to keep it from going. Though I guess if Varner was one of the main people that was planning and then he totally turned on his alliance that he put together on the first day, then, you know, maybe there's not much stock in those pregame alliances.
I thought Wu was going to say once Vitas was voted out that he wanted to be voted out because he wanted to play against the best. I thought that's what he was going to say, but because he had no clue what was going on. You could see his face.
Classic Wu.
He goes, wait,
hashtag
Abby.
Classic Wu.
Abby. Blindside Wu. It wasn't so much Vitas because Vitas didn't look that shocked, but Wu looked like he was like, what? I'm not in the alliance again? Oh, man.
So I thought it was a good episode. Wasn't like, oh, my God, the greatest thing ever. But it was still a very good episode. I think it's a good start to the season. I think it's going to be a lot of fun. I like the way the direction they're taking things.
Who do you think's
going
to win?
Now it is time. Well, hold on. It is time to.
He's trying to beat you to it.
Tally the votes. let's see. Who's going home next week?
Getting 6 votes.
Next week, who's going home?
Oh, next week. I'm sorry.
And I will put it in the official season 31 of...
This isn't... Well, why are you putting it on your computer?
Because I'm putting on the notes here to always live here. All right,
yeah,
so,
but you're not on every episode. I'm not updating that when you're not here.
It's right here. You can see it. It's on the desktop. All right,
then
so
I got to switch sides of the desk that I sit on. I don't want to do that.
You can take notes on your computer, too.
But I don't have your notes, then. Can't you just put it on paper so I can... Fine,
who
whatever.
Uses paper anymore? Let's get to the
I
modern
do.
Age. All right, episode 2. Who is going home, Colleen? What's your pick here? Let's tally the votes. So, who's going home, and how many votes?
I think that either Abby's going home from her tribe.
It's not either. Who's going home?
Or Steven's going home from his tribe.
Pick one.
I just did. I picked.
You
the
have
person
to pick one.
That is stupid.
That's part of the game.
No, that's stupid.
It's not pick everybody you think. It's who's going home next week. Jack, why don't you go give Colleen time to think?
I'm going with
Steven.
All right, so Colleen.
Fishbeck is going home.
Colleen goes Abby, and Action Jackson says Fishbeck.
I really hope that that edit was like his, I have to overcome this edit. I really don't want, I love Steven. I don't want him to go.
And I will go, I'm gonna. What's his name? Jeff. What's his last name? I keep forgetting.
Varner.
I'm saying Varner goes home.
That was my second choice, but I went with Steven just because he was just. I don't.
It didn't look good.
He didn't look good,
and he is a threat. So I think he has to go.
But he's kind of like the proto Cochran in that Cochran kind of had a similar approach, but he played it better the second time around. That just didn't look very good. All right, and then now our overall pick. Who is going to win Survivor? We won't ask this question again until it's final 5 or whatever.
So I gotta pick who's gonna win here, huh?
Who's gonna win it all based upon the first episode?
This is kind of tough because talking this through, I really think that based on tonight, Kelly Wentworth is going like to the final tribal council. She got like this, like I'm so awesome and blah, 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 edit. But
so Wentworth,
I really think that Spencer is going to.
Who's going to win? Quit with this two people thing. Who's
okay,
going?
Okay, fine. In my other Survivor pool, I picked Spencer. So in this one, I'm going with Kelly, K-E-L-L-E-Y.
Say Wentworth. All right.
Don't tell me what to say.
Jack, who is...
I'm going with Andrew, Jeff, Sierra, Jeremy, Cass, Joe, Kelly, Keith, Spencer, Kimmy, Tasha, Steven. Well, he's getting off voted off next week. No, I'm going to go with the original Kelly.
Oh, Wigglesworth.
I think she comes back, and you guys said they're kind of like in awe of her a little bit, and it's almost like that Rob thing. Not that they're going to make it, they're not going to cake it for, you know, like Rob had a cakewalk. He was with some of the stupidest people in the history of Survivor.
Yeah, he was.
But I think she was smart enough to stay with Rich, only one vote away from Richard Hatch.
Yeah.
So I think, and she's good enough in the challenges,
get that
except
vote.
Building a stick thing. That I think that she'll
and
do well.
Out-swimming Wu.
And out-swimming Wu. But to be fair, Wu had a, you know, Wu was fresh. Kelly was out. She was ahead of the raft. Both rafts. Because people don't know how to paddle. They just get people. I don't know. It's crazy. All but right. No, I'll go with Kelly.
And I'm going to go with possibly shorthand for my name, Jeremiah. I'm going to go with Jeremy. I think Jeremy wins it
all. I think
Jeremy
has an awesome chance of winning.
So you heard it here, folks. Colleen thinks Kelly Wentworth is going to win it all. Jack thinks Kelly Wigglesworth. and I think Jeremy. So it's the Wentworth, Wigglesworth, and Jeremy.
So is it who goes the furthest? Because what happens if we all three get voted out?
Who goes the furthest?
All right, we'll say who goes the furthest.
Okay, all right. Say
who goes the furthest there on that one. All right, well, that wraps up our first episode of this season of Survivor with Jay and Jack. Feel free to send us an email to jayandjack@gmail.com and give us a call at 206-309-0311.
Calling time.
So again, it's 206-309-0311. Calling time for questions, comments, and or theories.
And we're not getting a new number for this Survivor one?
No, I can't have 10,000 numbers. But call that one because we need to keep it alive. And
keep it alive.
And also check out that Patreon at patreon.com/Jay and Jack, or just search Jay and Jack. We're creating podcasts, and it is being supported by you, the listener. And thank you to all of our sponsors so far. We're only $92 short of our first goal, which is to release the long lost Serenity podcast. Serenity Now, the Serenity, the movie that closed out Firefly trilogy or TV show with Nathan Fillion. Everybody loves Nathan Fillion. All right, guys.
We're going to have Nathan Fillion on the show.
We should.
He talks to people on Twitter, so maybe we can just ask him.
We could. I'm going to leave that one to you.
Okay.
All right, guys. That is it for this time. We'll see you next time. Hasta luego, and goodbye.
Bye.
Peace out.